The geffen ze, oicha the geffen acher. If you're working with one geffen, you'll have to work with another, you'll have to eat, take off grade from another one. The Gemara says, light, that's no proof. Well, you're the name, look, really, I'll tell you, oicha the geffen ze, ain't oicha the geffen acher. If you're working with one vine, you're not allowed to eat the better grapes down the road. Well, mahalach, yaisa, maisa dami. And over here, the pshat is, when you're mahalach, you're really doing a maisa. So since you are working right now, that's the chiddush over here. If not for the din de rabbanon, you would be off the teeth. Because Allah is, even though you're working, picking off these grapes, lemaisa, you're not allowed to eat from other grapes. You could only eat from the grapes that you're working by. Then the Mishnah says, v'chamor shiparekis. Same thing when you have your chamor, your donkey. When they're unloading it, even though it's not doing any work right now, still mid rabbanon, you're allowed to let the chamor eat. Kishiparekis, mechinochla, when they take off the load off the chamor where to eat from. Aimer rather say like this, Achete perekis, until it's perekis, that's what it means to say. Rashi says Achete perekis means Balichosa chelot mimasli shagaba, when it could eat from the food it has on top of it up until they take it off. It means even after it stopped working, even though it's staying still, up until they take it off, still it could eat. Even though it's not doing work. And Tanina, we learned a lot of Tana Rabbanan. Chamor v'gomal oichlem mimasli shagabeim. A camel or a donkey could eat from the weight that's on top of it. In other words, from the tfuah, from the wheat, whatever's on top of it. And now they take it off and give it to them teeth. But our co-point is they themselves take the neck backwards, like then turn backwards and eat. They're allowed teeth, even though they're not doing any work right now. But that's the story of Shemash of Aveda. It's better off to the bailim that they should eat now rather than later.
All right, let's stop here.
You're up to adopt Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Oichel Poyel Kishus, a poyel when he's working, cutting off cucumbers, he could eat them. Afilu b'dinner, even though the cucumbers are very expensive and they're worth the dinner. Rashi says, Afilu hishav dinner, still like there's no limit to how much you could eat and to how much value it's worth. And Kosevis, you're allowed to eat a date, a dried out date. Afilu b'dinner, even though it's very expensive, it's worth a lot. Rabbi Lezer Chasno Aimer Lo Yoichal Poyel Yoiser Afcharoi. A poyel is not allowed to eat when he's working more than he gets paid. Let's say his pay for that day is $10. So he's not allowed to eat more than $10 worth of food. And Rashi said, Lo Kamen Yalof Mikanaf Shechol Beskirusoi. You can't eat more than that. The Chomim Matir. The Chomim say no, it's mutter. You're allowed to eat even more than you pay. And the Gemara Leas, Lechur, that's the same shot in the Tanakhama also. The Tanakhama says, Oichol Poyel Kishus Afilu B'dinner. Mashm is as much value as it is, he's allowed to eat it. So we'll have to see what the Machloek is, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chomin. But both of them are Matirim, that a Poyel, when you're working, you're allowed to eat as much as you want. Avul, but the Chomin say, Melamdin Es Adam. We try and teach this worker, Shelo Yehi Ravson, he should not come and eat so much. He shouldn't be like a fresser. Why? We slice him as a pesser in front of. By that he'll be closing the door in front of him. In other words, other people won't want to hire him. He'll have a name that he eats a lot, so nobody will want to hire such a worker. You just lose out. So if like a fara place, we teach the worker to do not eat so much. Now the Gemara says, Chachomim Hainatanakama. The Chur the Chomim is the same halach like the Tanakama. They both arguing of Losa Chasmoy and hold that the prayer can eat as much as he wants. The Gemara says, Ika Benad, the difference is, Avam Alamdin. Do we teach the Poyel not to eat too much? The Tanakhama, less Lame Alamdin. According to the Tanakhama, we don't have to teach him. We don't tell the Poyel not to eat. Whatever he wants to do, let him do it. But the Rabban, according to Chomim, the end of the Mishnah, is Luhum Alamdin. They hold now we're supposed to teach him to not eat so much. We give you an Eitzah Teva. In order that people will want to hire you, you shouldn't have a name that you eat too much and people won't want to hire you. He boy is saying another teretz is even now the difference between the Tanakam and the Chum is the Rabasi in Rabasi's halacha that the Yom Rabasi says afilu loy sochri ela liftzol eshkol echot, even though this workman was only hired to cut off one cluster of grapes, still he's allowed to eat that cluster of grapes. So it comes out he's not going to give anything back to the balabas. Still it's mutter because he's hired to work and he's allowed to eat when he's working. And the Yom Ravasi said a second Kiddush. The Yom Ravasi, afilu loy botzer, elo eshkol echod, oichloy. even if he only cut down one grape so far, he's allowed to eat it. In other words, now we're talking about he's going to cut down a lot of cluster of grapes. But the Chiddush is the first one that he cuts down before he puts it into the pile for the Balabas, if he wants to, he's allowed to eat it for himself. These are the two Chiddushim of Rabasi. And first thing we're going to explain it now, Utsricha, we need both Chiddushim from Rabasi. The Yashmin and Hachkamai support only here the first one, that if he's only hired to cut down one eshkol of grapes, he's allowed to eat it. Mishum de laiko lemeisa lekele shemalabayis. Because when he gets finished eating it, there'll be nothing left over to give to the malabas. Therefore, we let him eat it first. But in the seifa, hechadiko lemeisa lekele shemalabayis, when he plans to do a lot of work. So he's going to have grapes to take home for the malabas. So there I would have thought to say, Eimar leisa bresha, maybe first he has to put some grapes in the kelim of the balabos for hoda lechol, and then he's allowed to eat for himself. So that's the chiddush. Know that even in a case where you're gonna put later into the kelim of the balabayis, if you want to, you're allowed to eat first. Now the yashmin and behold, if I would just hear the chiddush in the second case, the yevshel kiyume lipsoif. You know why we let him eat his grapes even though he's eating them first? Because there will be grapes left over to bring home to the balabos. But in the ratio. But in the ratio where he's going to eat this one cluster of grapes, and there's going to be nothing left over to give the balabos, maybe then we do not let him eat the grapes, but rather he has to bring them home. That's why I need the two chedushim of Rabasi. But I call upon him, this, the machloikas Tanakama, and Chachomim is in Rabasi. And Rashi says, Tanakama isled Rabasi. Vokikoma, poya loicho kisho shilavadoi. That's the Chiddush of the Tanakama. The Poyel's allowed to eat from these cucumbers, even though that's the only cucumbers he has. And the Chachamim say no, they're matim teat as much as he wants, but providing there'll be some to take home to the Balabas. That's the Machlokes Tanakama and Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, Yiboyisem, another territory one, I'll tell you. Ike, but now the difference is the Rav, in Rav's Halacha. The Omar Rav, Rav says, that Matzosi Megillah Storim. I found a hidden Megillah. So Rashi says Megillah Star means that Tumunda was hidden. Like the Zman HaGemara, before the Zman HaGemara, it was also to write down Tarash about there. Okay, she shemei a dove chidush, when somebody would hear a dove chidush, and he's afraid maybe you'll forget it, he would write it down. Oh, master minayin, and hide it from the eye. Yeah, again, so Mar says, the Omar Rav, the Matzosi Megillah Storim Bei Rabbi Chiya. The Kosev Bon was written in this Megillah Storim that said, that Isi Ben Yehudu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Ki Sova Bekerem Reyecho. When you go into your friend's vineyard, the Pasuk says, V'yachalta Kanavshech, you'll not eat from the field, you'll not eat from the fruits. So he learns that the Diyas Kolodim Akosev Medaber, the Pasuk is talking about anybody that wants to come into the field could eat, not only your worker, but anybody. Now the Yom Rav, Rav said about this, that Lashavak Isi Chai L'Choberia. According to this Pshat, Isi did not live like life for anybody. Like, how could you live if anybody that wants to come into your vineyard and eat, what kind of life is that? And the Yom says that Omer Ravashi, Amrisa L'Shmaito Kaimed Rav Kana, I said over this Aloch of Ravasi in front of Rav Kana, the Aloch of Isi Ben Yudi, and Yudo, and he said like this, that Rav Kana said, Dilma maybe be oisin besudosom, the ovdu v'yoklu. But you know what? Isi ben Yudi meant to say that not some anybody off the street could come in and eat from your vineyard. But it means if somebody wants to come in and work and then eat, he's allowed to. That was his Kiddush. And it's not only if the owner hires a workman, but anybody that wants to come in and start working for the Balabas, he's allowed to start working and he can go and eat. And still, Omali, still like Rav said back, Afilawachi still Michal Elyinish, the owner would rather Leiger Agure to rent, to hire their own workmen, Venikvela Pardise, and the workman should take, you know, he should take choice a workman to take good care of his pardes, take good care of his orchard. For Leinaita Kulyam of Yochlale, and not let anybody come in, stamit. So therefore it's again, it's not like Isi Ben Yudi. But I call upon him, maybe that's the Machloika Sanakamo and Chachamim. Now Tanakam holds like Isi Ben Yehudi, and the Chachamim hold not like that. I mean, Rashi Yadav, I mean, the Tanakam does not hold like Isi, and the Rabbanan Basroi, they hold like Isi. And the Gemara says, Iboilu, Anushalim now, Iboilu who? Toil. The halacha that we had before, that when a regular worker goes down to the fields, if he's working b'shas k'mayim halacha, he's allowed to eat from the fruits. So the shayla is, mishaloi hu oichel, is the cold like he's getting extra pay, it's like his own food he's allowed to eat. Or mishal shemayim hu oichel, it's like a new heter ha-terah, it's like minash shemayim, they're giving him this food to eat. So Mor says, l'mayin afkamina, what's the difference? In both cases, he's allowed to eat from it. L'mayin afkamina. So Mor says, nafkamina is the yoma tenu liyishte yobonai, where he says, give to my wife and to my children. That's nafkamina, where he picks off the fruit, and instead of him himself eating it, he wants to give it to his wife or to his children to eat, and they're not working on the field. See, Amrit Mishalahu Waichl, if you tell me it's like his own tay, it's his own, he could do whatever he wants with it. If so, Yavinalu, he's allowed to give it to his wife or to his children to eat. El Yam, but if you're gonna tell me, Mishal Shemayim Waichl, no, that he eats Minashemayim, if so, Lididei, Zokile Rachmana, the Torah gave him a hetter to do it. But Liishto Yubon of Lezokulu Rachmana, the Torah did not give this chus over to his wife or to his children. Therefore, the poyer would not be allowed to take the food home, like to give it to his wife. He only has the right to eat it, he himself, right there, when he's working. That's the Shai Lamai, what's the locha? The Moshe Toshima, come here, I'll bring you proof. It says, Oichol poyer kishus, a worker's allowed to eat cucumbers, v'yafilu bedinur, even though it's worth a lot. And the same thing, koiseves, the Mishnah says, v'yafilu bedinur, even though these dried out dates are worth a lot. Now, Iyam Mishaloi who works, if he say eats his own, it's like his own extra pay. If so, Oike Bedanka, if his whole pay that he gets is only 1/6, Oike Bezuzo, if the Svar has said that he could eat the whole Zuz for his extra pay, like Lechur, the extra pay he gets should be less than the main payment. So if it's not Mistarva that he eats Mishaloi, someone says no, V'yel Lamai. So what do you want to tell me? That Mishal Shemayim Oichel, that the Pshat is, it's a special schus the Torah is giving him permission to eat. If so, Soy Sturka is the same question. Oike Bedanke, if the main payment he gets, his main work, is worth 1/6 of a dollar. Oracle Bezuzu, he's allowed to eat extra Minashemayim Bezuzu, doesn't make sense. El Amayas Tukhmeim, what do you have to say over here? Rachman is like it's a new Heta HaTorah, and the Torah gave permission to the player to eat as much as he wants. If so, Chokinam Rachman is Ochalai. Even if you learn that the Pshat from this Heter is, it's called Vishaloyu Oichel, it's like his own extra pay, but this is the Chiddush HaKaroh, the Torah gave him permission to eat extra. So it could be the extra he's eating could even be worth more than the main payment he gets. So this would have to be a proof what the locker is. Tarshim HaKam will bring another proof. It says in the Mishnah, Reb Loza Chasmo Oimer, Lo Yoichel Poyel Yoyster Aschorei. Our poyel is not allowed to eat more than his main pay. He can't eat food more than the main payment he receives. V'chachomim Matir, and the Chom said no, it's Mutter. Now, my love isn't this, but it is the Machlokes, we have a law then, and the Chachamim. The Ma'as of Mishaloi Huwaychel, that Reb Loza Chasmoi says, eats from his own, it's like his extra pay. So therefore, the Svari can get extra pay more than his main payment. Or Ma'as of the Chom say no, Mishal Shemayim Huwaychel, it's called Minash Shemayim, they could even give him more payment than his main payment. Gemara says, maybe that's the Machlokes. Gemara says, Loi, no, maybe that's not the Pshat. Really, it could be the Kula Yalma Mishaloi Huoichel. Everybody could agree he's eating from his own. It's called his own extra pay, and maybe he's a right to give it to his wife. If so, what's the Machlokes then? For Ocho B'Kinaf Shecho Kimitlagi. Here's the Machlokes, how do we dash in the Pesuk that says, Kisova V'Kerem Riech of Yechalta Kinaf Shecho. What does Kinaf Shecho, like your soul, mean? Masova Kinaf Shecho V'Dova Shemoyser Naf Sheyolov. At an Akama Dashin, you can only eat as much as your moist nefesh on, which means for your schar itself, and not more. And Rashi says, "V'dovesha to moist nefesh cholov lalas the kevesh alas bilon to moist nefesh to mitz v'hainu scharoi." Much as the payment you're supposed to receive, that much your moist nefesh on. So up until that amount, you're allowed to eat our food when you're working, but more than that, not. That's trying your blood to chasmo. Or mas of the chom no, dashing the pasuk differently. Kinaf shecho, as we had before, ma naf shecho, just like the balabos himself, im chasam tepoto, if he makes up himself that when he's working on the field, he will not eat. He's allowed to do that. There's no lav of lisachsim. Is af poil the same thing if you make a special condition with your worker that he's not allowed to eat when he's working? Im chasam tezoso poto. So it has nothing to do with how much he could eat. Therefore, the chom says he's allowed to eat as much as he wants. Tosh shemakom, I'll bring you proof. It says Nozir Shomar, the Nozir that said, the Nozir that was working in a vineyard, and he said to Nuli Ishtoyu Bonov, listen, I'm not allowed to eat from the grapes, but give it to my wife or my children. That says clearly, Ain Shemuloi, we did not listen to him. We did not give it to his wife. Now the Yamrit Mishiloi, your wife, if you tell me now we'll release from his own, if so, am I Ain Shemuloi? How come, why is Allah we don't listen to him? Why not? He should be able to give it to his wife. He can't eat it, true. He's a Nazir. But let his wife eat it. So Mar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Like it said, Rabbon de Kachoko, Rashi says, Kenosu, the consul Sheyimna Atzmoi, Malahaskil Anovim. The Rabbon do not want another to work by the grapes, because he may come to eat from it. So therefore, the Rabbon made like a Kenas here, that not only you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to give it to your wife either. But maybe, if you're not a Nazir, a regular Poyol, maybe he could give it to his wife. The Rabbon says, okay, Toshma, come bring another proof. It says, Poyol Shomar, a regular worker said, that to Nuli Ishti, I don't want to eat the fruits, but let my wife eat it, even though she's not working. Over me, my children, the locker is Ain Shemimloi. We do not listen to him. Ain Shemimloi. We do not give the food to his wife. Now why? Via with Mishaloi, your wife. Again, if you tell me he eats from his own, my Ain Shemimloi. Why is the locker? We don't listen to him. Why not? Just like he could eat, why can't he give it to his wife? So of course, to prove that's Minash Shemayim. So Mora says, no, again, my poil. You know what this price is talking about when it says a poil? It means nazir. Not a regular worker, but it means a nazir. For the Morai, Vatanya, nazir, Vatanya, poil, we have two separate prices. One says clearly a nazir and one says a poil. So much of the poil is a poil, not a nazir.